Mettenberger gets the snap. Stepping up. And Watt is there with the sack. JJ brings down Mettenberger. Second sack of the day for JJ.
That was a pretty picture last week. JJ Watt sacking Zach Mettenberger. He did that two times, and he also forced a fumble. He's just doing JJ Watt type of things. Yeah. Tanya Ganguly of ESPN.com and Sean Pendergast of Sports Radio 610. You can listen to him on the afternoon drive home. But Tanya, JJ Watt just continues to roll on and on and on. How important is he against this Philadelphia offense that is going to be moving the ball pretty quickly and getting in the line of scrimmage and snapping the ball just about every 20 seconds or so?
Well, he's very important. It's funny because last week he had a great game, but people kind of missed it. They were like, well, JJ didn't have as good a game. He had two sacks, that forced fumble, a batted pass. Yep. I mean, it was a typical JJ Watt game. It's what you've come to expect from him. And for the Texans, you know, it's not all they need. They need a lot more than just a great game from JJ Watt. But that certainly helps when they're facing a great offense like the Eagles.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And turning to you, you've got a good sense of, I guess, the sporting world and history and everything. Where does JJ Watt and what he's been doing this year, the year previous and the year prior to that, where does that rank for you? And does that remind you of anybody in particular?
Lawrence Taylor always comes to mind just in the sheer dominance that, that he's had. I think he's reached a point where you start to compare him across sports. You know what I mean?
Like absolutely.
The first game of the year, the Washington game, in the postgame show, I said he's the LeBron James of the defensive side of the ball in the NFL because just the way he stuffed the stat sheet that day, so many different parts of the game that he impacts, and his ability to do it in different ways. He's a beast with just the sheer strength, and then you see his quickness on the two-point conversion try in that Tennessee game where he just takes Chance Warmack and just dismisses
him. His versatility is really underrated, and I think that's something that, you know, people say, where do they line him up? Everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The versatility and where you place him and where, you know, who he gets to attack each week, it's always changing. It changes within the game. Mm-hmm. That's going to be key tomorrow, is it not?
Yeah, JJ, but I think this will be a game, I think, where, the Jadeveon Clowney, the one that they hoped they were drafting at first overall, I don't know if it's realistic to think that we're getting that Jadeveon Clowney yet, just because it's only his second week back. But there were a couple of flashes that he made in that Titans game. There's a play where he had a shot at Mettenberger, and he just slipped. His foot came out from underneath him. So you saw some of the explosiveness. They're going to need that because pressuring Nick Foles is obviously going to be a huge part.
He was going for the strip on that one. He admitted it. He kind of laughed about it after the game that he could have had that sack.
Yeah, and statistically, obviously, quiet game like you talked about. But he just mentioned it. You can see that they're having to devote a lot of attention to him. You know, he was double-teamed routinely against Tennessee. That, I imagine, if he plays tomorrow, continues.
Yeah, and that's really helpful for the Texans, for the Texans defense. You know, I mean, he was thinking about that knee when he got out there. He was talking to us about it, saying, you know, I was wondering what's going to happen if someone cuts me, what happens if I get hit in the knee. But I think as it goes on and as he's coming out of these games feeling okay, his confidence is really going to grow.
Yeah, and I think that attention that you're talking about that we've discussed that he gets, that Watt gets, I think we saw it paid dividends with the inside linebacking position on Sunday against the Titans. I mean, those guys were able to roam free. You saw Mike Muhammad put on a water boy hit with Dexter McCluster. Yeah. It was just a really good performance all around by Muhammad, Dent, and Tuggle.
Oh, and that's where the pressure point is going to be for this Texans defense, I think, in this Eagles game. With so many weapons they can throw at you, with all those tight ends, with the guys out of the backfield and McCoy and Sproles, there's a lot of pressure on that linebacking crew in the game coming up on Sunday.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break here, but it's that time of the show where we get the head coach and John Harris talking about the week that was and the week that will be. They're going to the Telestrator. When we return, Texans Extra Points is taking a look at what the Titans did not do well against the Texans and what the Texans have to worry about against the Eagles